This is Radio 4, the time 8:15. This evening we're broadcasting two works by Arthur Miller, his play The Price and the short story Fame, which you can hear shortly after the end of the play. Last year, BBC Radio Drama collaborated with the LA Classic Theatre Works to record two plays in the Culver City Film Studios in Los Angeles. These were Arthur Miller's The Crucible and Eric Bentley's Are You Now? This year, members of the LA Classic Theatre Works have come to London to record Neil Simon's Plaza Suite and Arthur Miller's The Price, which we're to hear now. Written in 1968, The Price is set in an old-style Manhattan apartment building which is about to be demolished. The upstairs attic is cluttered with all the antique furniture and many personal effects belonging to the Franz family. These now have to be sold. Richard Dreyfuss plays Police Sergeant Victor Franz, Amy Irving, his wife, Esther, Harris Yulin, his elder brother, Walter, and appearing as a guest star with the company, Timothy West, as Gregory Solomon. The Price.
What in the world was that?
Hi.
Sounded like a party in here. What is that?
Where'd you get a drink?
I told you I went for my checkup.
Why, you and that doctor. I thought he told you not to drink.
I had one. One doesn't hurt me. Everything's normal anyway. He sent you his best.
Well, that's nice. Dealer's due in a few minutes, if you want to take anything.
Oh, dear God, here it is again.
Old lady did a nice job.
Yeah, I never saw it so clean. Make you feel funny?
No, not really. She didn't recognize me. Imagine.
Dear boy, it's 150 years.
What?
Time.
I know.
There's something different about it.
No, it's all the way it was. I have my desk on that side and my cot. The rest is the same.
Maybe it's that it always used to seem so pretentious to me. Kind of bourgeois. But does have a certain character. I think some of it's in style again. It's surprising.
Well, you want to take anything?
I don't know if I want it around. It's all so massive. Where would we put any of it? That chest is lovely.
It was mine. The other one over there was Walter's. They're a pair.
Oh, yeah. Did you get hold of him?
I called again this morning. He was in consultation.
Was he in the office?
Yeah. Nurse went and talked to him for a minute. It doesn't matter. As long as he's notified, so I can go ahead. Hey, that lamp. It's probably real porcelain. Hey, maybe go in the bedroom.
Why don't I meet you somewhere? The whole thing depresses me.
Why? It won't take long. Relax. The dealer will be here any minute.
There's just something so damn rotten about it. I can't help it. It always was. The whole thing is infuriating.
Well, don't get worked up. We'll sell it, and that'll be the end of it. I picked up the tickets, by the way.
Oh, good. Boy, I hope it's a good picture.
Yeah, better be. Great. Not good. $250 apiece.
I don't care. I want to go somewhere. God, what's it all about? I was coming up the stairs just now, and all the doors hanging open. Doesn't seem possible.
Tear down buildings every day in a week, kid.
I know, but it makes you feel 100 years old. I hate empty rooms. Hey, what was that screwball's name? Rented the front parlor, remember? A repaired saxophone.
Oh, Saltzman, with a one eye, went out that way.
Yeah, and every time I came down the stairs, there he was, waiting for me with his full red hands. How'd he ever get all those beautiful girls?
Yeah, God knows. He must have smelled good. He'd actually come running up here sometimes, middle of the afternoon. Victor, come quick. I got extras.
Yeah, and you did, too.
Why not? If it was free, you took it.
You never told me that.
No, that was before you, mostly.
You dog.
So what? It was the Depression. No, really. I think people were friendlier. A lot more daytime screwing in those days. Like the McLaughlin sisters. You remember the typing service in the front bedroom? My father used to say, in that typing service, it's $2 a copy.
They're probably all dead.
Yeah, I guess Saltzman would be. He was well along. Although, geez, he wasn't either. I think he was about my age now. Huh.
Well, where's your dealer?
It's 5:40. He should be here soon. That should be worth something.
I think a lot of it is. But you're going to have to bargain, you know. You can't just take what they say.
I can bargain. Don't worry. I'm not giving it away.
Because they expect to bargain.
Don't get depressed already, will you? We didn't even start. I intend to bargain. I know the score with these guys.
What's this record?
It's a laughing record. It was a big thing in the 20s.
You remember it?
Very vaguely. I was only 5 or 6. Used to play them at parties, you know. See who could keep a straight face. Or maybe they just sat around laughing. I don't know.
That's a wonderful idea.
You look good. I mean it. I said I'm going to bargain. Why?
I believe you. This is the suit.
Oh, is that it? And how much? Turn around.
45. Imagine, he said nobody'd buy it. It was too simple.
Boy, women are dumb. That is really handsome. See, I don't mind if you get something for your money, but half the stuff they sell is such crap. By the way, look at my collar. Isn't that one of the ones you just bought?
No, that's an older one.
No, even so. Oh, I ought to write the Consumers Union about these heels. 3 weeks and look at them.
Well, you don't walk straight. You're not going to the movie in uniform, I hope.
I could have murdered that guy. I just changed. McGowan was trying to fingerprint some bum, and he didn't want to be printed, so he swings out his arm just as I'm going by, right into my container.
Oh, God.
Gave it to the quick cleaner. He'll try to have it by 6.
Was there cream and sugar in the coffee?
Yeah.
He'll never have it by 6.
He's going to try.
Oh, forget it.
It's only a movie.
But we go out so rarely. Why must everybody know your salary? I want to sit down in a restaurant without some drunken ex-cop coming over to the table to talk about old times.
It happened twice. After all these years, Esther,
I know it's unimportant, but like that man in the museum, he really did. He thought you were the sculptor.
So I'm a sculptor.
Well, it was nice, that's all. You really do, Vic. You look distinguished in a suit. Why not? I should have taken the name of that scotch down.
All scotch is chemically the same.
I know, but some is better.
Look at that, will you? 5:30 sharp, he tells me. People say anything. Look at that. My ice skates. Hey, they're still good. They're even still sharp. We ought to skate again sometime. Esther, I said I would bargain. You see, you don't know how to drink. It only depresses you.
Well, it's the kind of depression I enjoy.
I figured
I have an idea.
What?
Why don't you leave me? Just send me enough for coffee and cigarettes.
Yeah, then you'd never have to get out of bed.
I'd get out once in a while.
I got a better idea. Why don't you go off for a couple of weeks with your doctor? Seriously, it might change your viewpoint.
I wish I could.
We'll do it. He's got a suit. You could even take the dog. Especially the dog. It's not funny. Every time you go out for one of those walks in the rain, I hold my breath what's going to come back with you.
Go on, you love her.
I love her? You get plastered and you bring home strange animals and I love them? I don't love the goddamn dog.
Well, I want her.
It won't be solved by a dog, Esther. You're an intelligent, capable woman, and you can't lay around all day. Even something part-time, it'd give you a place to go.
I don't need a place to go. I'm not quite used to Richard not being there, that's all.
He's gone, kid. He's a grown man. You gotta do something with yourself.
I can't go to the same place day after day. I never could and never will. Did you ask to speak to your brother?
I asked the nurse, yes, yes. He couldn't break away.
That son of a bitch. It's sickening.
Well, what are you gonna do? He never had that kind of feeling.
What feeling? To come to the phone after 16 years? It's common decency. You're furious, aren't you?
Yeah. Only at myself, calling him again and again all week like an idiot. The hell with him. I'll handle it all alone. It's just as well.
What about his share?
Esther.
I don't want to be a pest, but I think there could be some money here, Vic. You're going to raise that with him, aren't you?
I've been thinking about it. He's got a right to his half. Why should he give up anything?
I thought you decided to put it to him.
I changed my mind. I don't really feel he owes me anything. I can't put on an act.
But how many Cadillacs can he drive?
That's why he's got Cadillacs. People who love money, they don't give it away.
I don't know why you keep putting it like charity. There's such a thing as a moral debt. Vicky made his whole career possible. What law said that only he could study medicine?
Esther, please, let's not get back on it.
I'm not back on anything. You were even the better student. That's a real debt. He ought to be made to face it. He could never have finished medical school if you hadn't taken care of Pop. I mean, we ought to start talking the way people talk. There could be some real money here.
I doubt that. There are no antiques or...
Just because it's ours, why must it be worthless?
Now, what's that for?
Because that's the way we think. We do.
The man won't even come to the phone.
Then you write him a letter. Bang on his door. This belongs to you.
What are you so excited about?
Well, for one thing, it might help you make up your mind to take your retirement.
It's not the money that's been stopping me.
Then what is it? I just thought with a little cushion you could take a month or two until something occurs to you that you want to do.
That's all I think about right now. I don't have to quit to think.
But nothing seems to come of it.
Is it that easy? I'm going to be 50. You don't just start a whole new career. I don't understand why it's so urgent all of a sudden.
All of a sudden... It's all I've been talking about since you became eligible. I've been saying the same thing for 3 years.
Well, it's not 3 years.
It'll be 3 years in March. It's 3 years. If you'd gone back to school then, you'd almost have your master's by now. You might have had a chance to get into something you'd love to do. Isn't that true? Why can't you make a move?
I'll tell you the truth. I'm not sure the whole thing wasn't a little unreal. I'll be 53, 54 by the time I could start doing anything.
But you always knew that.
It's different when you're right on top of it. I'm not sure it makes any sense now.
Well, this is exactly what I tried to tell you 1,000 times. It makes the same sense it ever made. But you might have 20 more years, and there's still a long time. Could do a lot of interesting things in that time. You're so young, Dick.
I am.
Yeah, sure, I'm not, but you are. God, all the girls goggle at you. What do you want?
It's hard to discuss it, S, because I don't understand it.
Well, why not talk about what you don't understand? Why do you expect yourself to be an authority?
Well, one of us got to stay afloat, kid.
You want me to pretend everything is great? I'm bewildered. I've asked you 50 times to write a letter to Walter.
What is this with Walter again? What is Walter
going to do? He is an important scientist, and that hospital building's a whole new research division. I saw it in the paper.
Esther, the man hasn't called me in 16 years.
But neither have you called him. Well, you haven't. That's also a fact.
What would I call him for?
Because he's your brother. He's influential and he could help. Yes, that's how people do, Vic. Those articles he wrote had a real idealism. There was a genuine human quality. I mean, people do change, you know.
I'm sorry. I don't need Walter.
I'm not saying you have to approve of him. He's a selfish bastard. But he just might be able to put you on the track of something. I don't see the humiliation.
I don't understand why it's all such an emergency.
Because I don't know where in hell I am, Victor! I'll do anything if I know why. But all these years we've been saying, once we get the pension, we're going to start to live. It's like pushing against a door for 25 years. And suddenly it opens. And we stand there. Sometimes I wonder, maybe I misunderstood you. Maybe you liked the police department.
I hated every minute of it.
I did everything wrong. I swear, I think if I demanded more, it would have helped you more.
It's not true. You've been a terrific wife.
I don't think so. But the security meant so much to you. I tried to fit into that, but I was wrong. God, just before coming here, I looked around the apartment to see if we could use any of this. It's all so ugly. It's worn and shabby, tasteless. And I have good taste. I know I do. It's that everything was always temporary with us. It's like we never were anything. We were always about to be. I think back to the war when any idiot was making so much money. That's when you should have quit. I knew it. I knew it.
That's when I wanted to quit.
I only had one drink, Victor, so don't...
No, don't change the whole story, kid. I wanted to quit, and you got scared.
Because you said there was going to be a depression after the war.
Well, go to the library. Look up the papers around 1945. See what they were saying.
I don't care.
I swear, sometimes you make it sound like we've had no life at all.
God, my mother was so right. I can never believe what I see. I knew you'd never get out if you didn't during the war. I saw it happening, and I said nothing. You know what the goddamn trouble is?
What's the goddamn trouble?
We can never keep our minds on money. We worry about it, we talk about it, but we can't seem to want it. I do, but you don't. I really do, Vic. I want it. Vic, I want money.
Congratulations.
Go to hell.
I wish you'd stop comparing yourself to other people, Esther. That's all you're doing lately.
Well, I can't help it.
Then you gotta be a failure, kid, because there's always gonna be somebody up ahead of you. What happened? I have a certain nature, just as you do. I didn't change.
But you have changed. You've been walking around like a zombie ever since the retirement came up. You've gotten so vague.
Well, it's a decision, and I'd like to feel a little more certain about it. And actually, I even started to fill out the forms a couple of times.
And?
I suppose there's some kind of finality about it that...
What did you expect?
It's stupid, I admit it, but you look at that goddamn form and you can't help it. You sign your name to 28 years, you ask yourself, is that all? Is that it? And it is, of course. Trouble is, when I think of starting something new, that number comes up. 50. And the steam goes out. But I'll do something, I will. I don't know what it is. Every time I think about it all, it's almost frightening.
What?
Well, like when I walked in here before this whole thing, it hit me like some kind of craziness. Piling up all this stuff here. Like it was made of gold. I brought up every stick. I damn near saved the carpet tax. Now, the whole way I was with Pop, it's inconceivable to me now.
Well, you loved him?
Yeah, I know. But it's all words. What was he? A busted businessman like thousands of others, and I acted like some kind of mountain crash. I tell you the truth, every now and then the whole thing is like a story that somebody told me. You ever feel that way?
All day, every day.
Oh, come on.
It's the truth. First time I walked up these stairs, I was 19 years old. You opened that box with your first uniform in it. Remember that? When you put it on for the first time, how we laughed. If anything happened, you said you'd call a cop. It's like a masquerade. And we were right. That's when we were right.
You know, Esther, every once in a while, you try to sound childish.
I mean to be. I'm sick of... Forget it. I'm on a drink.
What is that? What is that? The Great Adventure? Where are you going all of a sudden?
I can't stand it in here. I'm going for
a walk. Now, you cut out this nonsense.
I am not an alcoholic.
You have had a good life compared to an awful lot of people. You trying to turn into a goddamn teenager or something?
Don't talk childishness to me, Victor. Not in this room. You let it lay here all these years because you can't have a simple conversation with your own brother, and I'm childish. You're still 18 years old with that man. I mean, I'm stuck, but I admit it.
Okay. Go ahead.
You got the receipt. I'll get your suit. I just want to get out of here.
Here. It's right off 7th. The address is on it.
I'm coming back right away.
Do as you please, kid. I mean it.
You were grinding your teeth again last night. Did you know that?
No wonder my ear hurts.
Wish I had a tape recorder. I mean it. It's gruesome. Sounds like a lot of rocks coming down a mountain. I wish you could hear it. You wouldn't take this self-sufficient attitude.
It's okay. I think I get the message.
Like what?
What other message is there?
What's that?
One of my old radios that I made. Mamma mia, look at those tubes.
Would that work?
No. Need a storage battery.
What are you looking at?
One of my batteries exploded and went right through the ceiling someplace. There. See? Where the plaster is different.
Is it the one you got Tokyo on?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the monster.
Why don't you take it?
It's useless.
Didn't you once say you had a lab up here, or did I dream that?
Sure. I took it apart when Pop and I moved up here. Walter had that wall. I had this. Did some great tricks up here. I'll be frank with you, kid. I look at my life. The whole thing is incomprehensible to me. I know all the reasons and all the reasons and all the reasons, and it all ends up nothing. Strange, you know. Forgot all about it. We work up here all night sometimes, and it was often full of music. My mother would play for hours down in the library. Which is peculiar, because the harp is so soft, but it penetrates, I guess.
You dear. You are, Vic.
I'll have to call another man. Come on, let's get out of here. We'll get my suit and act rich.
Vic, I didn't mean
that. Forget it. Hey, let me put these things away before somebody walks off with them.
Can you still fence?
No. You gotta be in shape for this. It's all in the thighs.
Well, let me see. I never saw you do it.
All right. I can't get down far enough anymore.
Maybe you could take it up again.
No, it's a lot of work. Not the sport there is. Okay. You stand there.
Me?
Don't be afraid. Ah, that's a beautiful foil. You see how alive it is? I'd be Princeton with this.
No! God, Victor.
What?
You looked beautiful.
You okay? Hey, come on.
down. You want some water?
No, water I don't need. A little blood I could use. Thank you. Oh, boy. That's some stairs.
You all right now?
Another couple of steps, you'll be in heaven. Excuse me, officer. I'm looking for a party. The name is...
Friends.
That's it, Friends.
Yeah, that's me, Victor Friends.
So, it's a policeman?
Uh-huh.
What do you know? You see, there's only one beauty to this lousy business. You meet all kinds of people. But I never dealt with a policeman. I'm very happy to meet you. My name is Solomon Gregory. Solomon,
this is my wife.
How do you do?
You're very nice. It's a nice-looking woman. How do you do, darling? Beautiful suit.
That is. I just bought it.
Yeah, you got good taste. Congratulations. Wear it in good health.
I'll go to the clinic, dear. I'll be back soon. Will you be very long, Mr. Solomon?
Well, with furniture, you never know. Can be short, can be long, can be medium.
Well, you give him a good price now.
Look, you go to the cleaner. We'll take care of everything 100%.
Because there's some very beautiful stuff here. I know it, but he doesn't.
I'm not 62 years in the business by taking advantage. Go, enjoy the cleaner.
I hope I'm going to like you.
Sweetheart, all the girls like me. What can I do?
You be careful.
I'll see you later.
I like her. She's suspicious.
What do you mean by that?
You're the girl who believes everything. How are you going to trust her? I had the wife. Well, what's the difference? Tell me, if you don't mind, how did you get my name?
In a phone book.
You don't say the phone book.
Why?
No, that's fine.
I said you were a registered appraiser.
Oh, yes, I'm registered and licensed. I'm even vaccinated. No, don't laugh. The only thing you can do today without a license is you go up the elevator and jump out the window. But I don't have to tell you, you're a policeman. You know the world. Am I right?
I suppose.
Yeah, there's a lot of furniture. Is this all for sale?
Well, yeah.
Fine. Just want to be sure where we are. Frankly, in this neighborhood, I never expected such a load. It's very surprising.
But I said it was a whole house full.
Look, don't worry about it. We'll handle everything very nice. I'm not mixing in, officer, but if you wouldn't mind, what's your connection now you come into this?
It was my family.
You don't say. Looks like it's standing here a long time, no?
Well, old man moved everything up here after the 29 crash, and my uncle took over the whole house, and they let him keep this floor. Mm-hmm. Can you give me an estimate now, or do you have to
No, I'll give you right away. I don't waste a minute. I'm very busy. He passed away, your father.
Long time ago, about 16 years.
Standing here 16 years?
Well, we never got around to doing anything about it, but they're tearing the building down, so... It was very good stuff, you know. They had quite a little money.
Yeah, very good, yes, I can see. I was also very good. Now I'm not so good. Time, you know, is a terrible thing. That sounding board is cracked, you know. But don't worry about it. It's still a nice object. It's a funny thing. An armoire like this, 30 years ago, you couldn't give it away. It was the regular measles. Today, all of a sudden, they want it again. Go figure it out.
Well, give me a good price and we'll make a deal.
No, definitely. You see, I don't lie to you. For instance, chiffonier like this, I wouldn't have to keep a week. Just a pair, you know.
I know.
It's a nice chairs, too. Yeah, I like the chairs.
There's more stuff in the bedroom. You want to take a look?
Oh? Oh, what do you got there? I like the bed. It's a very nice carved bed. That I can sell. Is your parents' bed?
Yeah. They may have bought that in Europe, if I'm not mistaken. They used to travel a great deal.
It's very handsome. It's very nice. I like it. It's a very nice family.
By the way, the dining room table opens up with seats about
12. No, I know that, yes. The pinch, even 14. What's this? I thought you were stabbing your wife when I came in.
No. I just found it. I used to fence years ago.
You went to college?
Couple of years, yeah.
That's very interesting.
It's an old story.
No, listen. What happens to people is always the main element to me, because when do they call me? It's either a divorce or somebody died, so it's always a new story. I mean, it's the same, but it's different.
You pick up the pieces, huh?
No, that's very good. Yes, I pick up the pieces. Yeah, it's a little bit like you, I suppose. You must have some stories, I bet you.
Not very often.
What are you, traffic cop or something?
I'm out in Rockaway most of the time in the airport.
Oh, that's Siberia, no?
I like it better that way.
Keep your nose clean.
That's it. So, what do you say?
What they say? You like a cigar?
Thanks. I gave it up a long time ago. So, What's the story here?
I can see you are a very factual person.
You hit it.
So, couldn't be better. So tell me, you got some kind of paper here? Show ownership?
Well, no, I don't. But I'm the owner, that's all.
In other words, there's no brothers, no sisters.
I have a brother, yes.
Uh-huh. You're friendly with him. Not that I'm mixing in, but I don't have to tell you the average family. They love each other like crazy, but the moment the parents die is all of a sudden the question who is going to get what, and you're covered with cats and dogs.
There's no such problem here.
Okay, unless we're going to talk about a few pieces, then it wouldn't bother me, but to take a whole load without a paper.
All right, I'll get you some kind of statement from him. Don't worry.
No, that's definite, because even from high-class people, you wouldn't believe the shenanigans. Lawyers, college professors, television personalities. $500, they'll pay a lawyer to fight over a bookcase that's worth 50 cents. Because, you see, everybody wants to be number one.
I said I get a statement. Now, what's the story?
All right. So, I'll tell you the story. For instance, you mentioned the dining room table. That's what they call Spanish Jacobean. Cost maybe $1,200, $1,300, I would say. 1921, 22. Am I right?
Probably, yeah. Mm.
I see you're an intelligent man, so before I say another word, I ask you to remember, with used furniture, you cannot be emotional.
I haven't opened my mouth.
You're a policeman, I'm a furniture dealer, we both know this world. Anything Spanish Jacobean, you'll sell quicker a case of tuberculosis.
Why? The table's in beautiful condition.
Officer, you're talking reality. You cannot talk reality with used furniture. They don't like that style. Not only they don't like it, they hate it. Same with that buffet there.
You only want to take a few pieces. Is that the ticket?
No, please, officer. No.
You're not going to walk off with the gravy and leave me with the bones. All or nothing, or let's forget it, okay? I told you on the phone, it was a whole house.
Why are you in such a hurry? Talk a little bit. We see what happens. In the day, they didn't build Rome. You see, what I had in mind, I would give you such a knockout price for these few pieces that...
That's out.
Out?
I'm not running a department store. They're tearing the building down.
Couldn't be better. We understand each other, so, there's no reason to be emotional. These records go?
Might keep three or four.
Look at that. Gallagher and Sheen.
You're not going to start playing them now.
Who needs to play? I was on the same bill with Gallagher and Sheen, maybe 50 theaters.
You were an actor.
An actor? An acrobat? My whole family was acrobats. You never heard the Five Solomons made a rest in peace? I was the one on the bottom.
That's funny. I never heard of a Jewish acrobat.
What's the matter with Jacob? He wasn't a wrestler? Wrestled with the angel? Jews been acrobats since the beginning of the world. I was a horse in them days. Drink, women, anything. On the go, nothing ever stopped me. Only life. Years, my boy. What do you know? Gallagher and Sheen.
So, where are we?
Tell me what's with crime now, It's up, eh?
Yeah, it's up. Look, Mr. Solomon, let me make a thing clear, huh? I'm not sociable.
You're not?
No, I'm not. I'm not a businessman. I'm not good at conversation. So let's get to a price and finish, okay?
You don't want we should be buddies.
That's exactly
it. No, sir, we wouldn't be buddies. But just so you'll know me a little better, I'm going to show you something. It's my discharge from the British Navy, you see? His Majesty's service.
What were you doing in the British Navy?
Don't forget the British Navy. What does it say the date of birth?
18. You're almost 90.
Yes, my boy. I left Russia 65 years ago. I was 24 years old. And I smoked all my life. I drank and I loved every woman who would let me. So what do I need to steal from you?
Since when do people need a reason to steal?
I never saw such a man in my life.
Oh, yeah, you did. No, you're going to give me a figure or...
How can I give you a figure? You don't trust one word I say.
I never saw you before. Why are you asking me to trust you?
But how am I going to start to talk to you? I'm sorry, here you can't be a policeman. If you want to do business a little bit, you've got to believe or you can't do it. I'm... Look, forget it.
What are you doing?
I can't work this way. I'm too old every time I open my mouth. She's been practically calling me a thief.
Who called you a thief?
No, I don't need it. I don't want it in my shop. And don't forget it. I never gave you a price. And look what you did to me. You see? I never give you a price.
Well, what did you come here for? To do me a favor? What are you talking
about? I pity you. What is the matter with you people? You're worse than my daughter. Nothing in the world you believe. Nothing you respect. How can you live? You think that's such a smart thing? That's so hard what you're doing? Let me give you a piece of advice. It's not that you can't believe nothing. That's not so hard. It's that you still got to believe it. That's hard. And if you can't do that, my friend, you are a dead man.
Oh, Solomon, come on, will you?
No. You've got a certain problem with this furniture, but you don't want to listen, so how can I talk?
I'm listening, for Christ's sake. What do you want me to do, get down on my knees?
Okay, come here. I realize you are a factual person, but some facts are funny. Hold this. What does that read?
40 inches, so?
My boy, the bedroom doors in the modern apartment are 30, 32 inches maximum, so you can't get this in.
What about the old
what
house?
What I'm trying to tell you is that my possibilities are smaller.
Well, can I ask a question?
I am giving you architectural facts. Listen, you got here, for instance, a library table. That is a solid beauty, but go find me a modern apartment with a library. If they would build old hotels, I could sell this, but they only build new hotels. People don't live like this no more. This stuff is from another world. So I'm trying to give you a modern viewpoint, and if you wouldn't understand the viewpoint, it's impossible to understand the price.
So what's the viewpoint? That it's all worth nothing?
That's what you said. I didn't say that. The chairs is worth something. The chiffoniers, the bed, the house.
Okay, let's forget it. I'm not giving you the credit.
What are you jumping?
Good God, are you going to make me an offer or what?
Boy, you... You must have arrested a million people by now.
19 in 28 years.
So what are you so hard on me?
Because you talk about everything but money. And I don't know what the hell you're up to.
He will now talk money.
Great. I mean, you can't blame me. Every time you open your mouth, the price seems to go down.
But the price didn't change since I walked in.
That's even better. So what's the price? Huh? What? What? What's going on? What's bothering you?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come. I thought it would be a few pieces, but it's too much for me.
Well, what did you come for? I told you it was the whole
you
house.
You called me, so I came. What should I do, lay down and die? Look, I want very much to make you an offer. The only question is...
Whew, this is a hell of a note.
Listen, it's a terrible temptation to me. You see, I tell you the truth. You must have looked in a very old phone book. A couple of years ago already, I cleaned out my store. Except for a few English andirons I got left, I sell when I need a few dollars. I figured I was 80, 85, it was time already. But I waited. Nothing happened. I even moved out of my apartment. I'm living in the back of the store with a hot plate, but nothing happened. I'm still practically 100%. Well, not 100, but I feel very well. And I figured maybe you got a couple of nice pieces. Not that the rest can't be sold, but it could take a year and a half. For me, that's a big bet. The trouble is, I love to work. I love it, but... I don't know what to tell you.
All right, let's forget it.
What are you jumping?
Well, are you in or out?
How do I know where I am? You see, it's also this... particular furniture. The average person, he'd take one look, he'd make him very nervous.
Solomon, you're starting again.
I'm not bargaining with you.
Why it'll make him nervous?
Because he knows it's never going to break.
Oh, come on. Will you have a little mercy?
My boy, you don't understand the psychology. If it won't break, there is no more possibilities. For instance, you take this table. Listen, you can't move it. A man sits down to such a table, he knows not only he's married, he's got to stay married. There is no more possibilities. you're laughing. I'm telling you the factual situation. What is the key word today? Disposable. The more you can throw it away, the more it's beautiful. The car, the furniture, the wife, the children, everything has to be disposable. Because, you see, the main thing today is shopping. Years ago, a person, he was unhappy, didn't know what to do with himself. He'd go to church, start a revolution, something. Today, you're unhappy, can't figure it out. What is the salvation? Go shopping.
You're terrific. I got to give you credit.
I'm telling you the truth. If they would close the stores for 6 months in this country, there would be from coast to coast a regular massacre. With this kind of furniture, the shopping is over. It's finished. There's no more possibilities. You got it, you see? So you've got a problem here.
Solomon. You're one of the greatest, but I'm way ahead of you. It's not going to work.
What work? I don't know how much time I got. What is so terrible if I say that? The trouble is, you're just such a young fellow, you don't understand these things.
I understand very well. I know what you're up against. I'm not so young.
Well, what are you, 40, 45?
I'm going to be 50.
50? You're a baby boy.
Some baby.
My God, if I was 50, I got married, I was 75.
Go on.
What are you talking? She's still living by 8th Avenue over there. See, that's why I like to stay liquid, because I don't want her to get her hands on this. Birds she loves. She's living there with maybe 100 birds. She gives you a plate of soup. It's got feathers. I didn't work all my life for them birds.
I appreciate your problem, Mr. Solomon, but I don't have to pay for them. I got no more time.
I'm going to buy it. I mean, I have to live, that's all. I'll make up my mind. I'll buy it.
We're talking about everything now.
Everything? Everything? I'll figure it up. I'll give you a very nice price, and you'll be a happy man.
That I doubt. What is this now, lunch?
You give me such an argument, I'm hungry. I'm not supposed to get hungry.
Oh,
there. When we just starve to death, I'm going to be very quick here.
Boy, oh boy, I picked a number.
There wouldn't be a little salt for my egg, I suppose.
I'm not going to go running for salt.
No, please don't be blue. I'm going to knock you off your feet with the price, you see. I'm going to go here like an IBM.
It's okay. It's all right. Take it easy.
No.
As long as you're serious.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. All right, well. 60.
Really got married at 75?
Oh, what's so terrible?
No, I think it's terrific, but what was the point?
What's the point? 25. You can't buy 26.
I guess so, yeah.
It's the same like second-hand furniture, you see? The whole thing is a viewpoint. It's a mental world. 75, I got married. 51, I'm 22.
You're kidding.
I wish.
Cut the kidding now. How old are you?
I'm 89. That's such an accomplishment.
You're a hell of a guy.
You know, it's a funny thing. It's so long since I took on such a load like this, you forget what the kind of a life it puts into you. To take out a pencil again is a regular injection. Frankly, my telephone you could use for a ladle. It wouldn't interfere with nothing. I want to thank you. I'm going to take good care of you. I mean it. I can open that?
Sure, anything.
Some of these are the mirror. What's this?
God knows.
I guess it's a rug.
No, that's a lap robe. Like for a car.
Oh, say that's right, yeah. When they went driving.
You had a chauffeur?
I haven't seen that. Yeah, we had a chauffeur.
Look at this opera hat. What a world. You must have been some sporty guy. For all this, you could go so broke?
Why not? Sure, it took 5 weeks. Less.
You don't say. Could make a comeback?
Well, some men don't bounce, you know.
So what do you do?
Nothing. Just sat here, listened to the radio.
Oh, but what do you do? What do you...
Well, now and then he was making change at the automat. Toward the end, he was delivering telegrams.
You don't say. How much he had?
A couple of million, I guess.
My God, what was the matter with him?
Well, my mother died around the same time. I guess that didn't help. Some men just don't bounce, you know.
Listen, I can tell you bounces. I went busted in 1932, then 1923. They also knocked me out. The panic of 1904, 1898. But to lay down like that...
Well, you're different. He believed in it.
What he believed?
The system. The whole thing. He thought it was his fault, I guess. You come in with your song and dance. It's all a gag. You're 150 years old. You tell your jokes. People fall in love with you. And you walk away with their furniture.
That's not nice.
Don't shame me, will you? What do you say? You don't need to look anymore. You know what I got here. What are you afraid of? It'll keep you busy.
You don't think it's foolish?
Who knows what's foolish? You enjoy it, so take it. Hey, you plan too much, you end up with nothing.
I'd like to tell you something. The last few months, I don't know what it is. She comes to me. You see, I have a daughter. She should rest in peace. She took her own life, suicide.
When was this?
Well, it was... 1916, the latter part. Very beautiful. Lovely face, large eyes. She was pure like the morning. And lately, I don't know what it is. I see her clear like I see you. And every night, practically, I lay down to go to sleep. So she sits there. And you can't help it. You ask yourself, what happened? What happened? Maybe I could have said something to her. Maybe I did say something. It's all... It's not that I'll die. You can't be afraid of that, but... I'll tell you the truth. A minute ago, I mentioned I had 3 wives. Just this minute, I realized I had 4. Isn't that terrible? First time was 19, Lithuania. You see, that's what I mean. It's impossible to know what is important. Here I'm sitting with you, and... What for? There's nothing but that I don't want the furniture. I want it, but... You see, all my life I was a terrible fighter. You could never take nothing from me. I pushed, I pulled, I struggled in 6 different countries. I nearly got killed a couple of times, and it's like now I'm sitting here talking to you. I tell you, it's a dream. It's a dream. See, you can't imagine it because
you haven't... I know what you're talking about. It's not a dream. It's that you got to make decisions before you know what's involved. But you're stuck with the results anyway. Like, I was very good in science. I loved it. But I had to drop out to feed the old man, and I figured I'd go on the force temporarily just to get us through the Depression and then go back to school. The war came, and then the kid, and turn around, and you racked up 15 years on a pension, and what you started out to do was a million miles away. Not that I regret it all. We brought up a terrific boy. One thing, nobody's going to take that guy, but... It's like you were saying, it's impossible to know what's important. We always agreed. We stay out of the rat race, live our own life. That was important, but you shovel the crap out the window, comes right back in under the door. It all ends up, she wants, and I can't really blame her. It's just no respect for anything but money.
What do you got against money?
Nothing. I just don't want to lay down my life for it. I think I laid it down another way. Not even sure anymore what I was trying to accomplish. I look back now, all I can see is a long, brainless walk in a street. I guess it's the old story. Do anything, but be sure you win. Like my brother. Years ago, I'm living up here with the old man. He used to contribute $5 a month. A month. And a successful surgeon. But the few times he'd come around... The expression on the old man's face, you'd think God walked in. The respect, you know what I mean? The respect. And why not? Why not?
Well, sure, he had the power.
Now you said it. You got that, you got it all. You're even lovable. Well, what do you say? Give me the price.
I give you $1,100.
For everything?
Everything. I want it, so I'm giving you a good price. Believe me, you'll never do better. I want it. I made up my mind. Here, I pay you now.
It's that I have to split.
Yeah, that's all. Make out the receipt for you. I put down $600.
No.
Why not? He took from you, so take from him. If you want, I put down $400.
No, I don't want to do that. Look, I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. With God's help, if I'm there tomorrow, I'll answer the phone. If I wouldn't be... And there wouldn't be.
Don't start that again.
Look, you convinced me, so I want it. So what should I do?
I convinced you.
Absolutely, you convinced me. You saw it. The minute I looked at it, I was going to walk out.
Ah, the hell with it. Give it to me.
Oh, no, please, don't be blue.
Ah, it all stinks. Come on.
What stinks? You should be happy. Now you can buy her a nice coat, take her to Florida, maybe.
Yeah, right, right. We'll all be happy now. Give it to me.
It's 100, 200, 300, 400. Take my advice. Buy her a nice fur coat. Your troubles will be over.
I know all about it. Come on.
You've got there 4, so I'm giving you 5. 6, 7. I mean, it's already in the Bible, the rat race. The minute she laid her hand on the apple,
I never read
it.
The Bible. Come
well,
on.
If you read it, you'll see. There's always a rat race. You can't stay out of it. So you've got there 7. So now I'm giving you 8.
Walter.
How are you, kid?
God, I never expected to see you.
I'm sorry I'm late. What are you doing?
I just sold it.
Good. How much?
$1,100.
Oh, well, good. For everything.
I am very happy to meet you, Doctor. My name is Gregory Solomon.
How do you do? How's Esther?
Fine. Should be here any minute.
Here? Good. What's Richard doing?
He's at MIT.
No kidding.
Yeah. MIT? Give me a full scholarship.
What do you know? You're proud.
I guess so. They put him in the honors program.
Really? That's wonderful. You don't mind my coming, do you?
No, I called you a couple of times.
Yes, my nurse told me. What's Richard interested in?
Science, so far, anyway. Huh. How are yours?
I suppose Jean turned out best, but I don't think you ever met her.
Never did, no.
Times gave her quite a spread last fall. Pretty fair design.
Oh, that's great. And the boys? They in school?
They often are. I hardly see them, Vic. With all the unsolved mysteries in the world, they're investigating the guitar. What the hell? I've given up worrying about them. Oh, I've forgotten how much Pop had up here. There's your radio.
I know. I saw it.
And the day it exploded. Long time.
Yeah. How's Dorothy?
She's all right, I guess. Look forward to seeing Esther again. She's still writing poetry?
No, no. Not for years now.
He's got a very nice wife. We met.
Oh? Well, same old junk, isn't
it? I wouldn't say that. Some of it isn't bad.
No, we're going to do very nice things, Doctor. We came to a very nice agreement.
Never thought you'd show up, Walter. I guess we better start all over again.
No. I don't want to follow up your date.
Excuse me, Doctor. You should take what you want now, then we'll argue later. What did you want?
Oh, I didn't want anything. I came by to say hello, that's all.
Let's see. I found your ore, if you want it.
Ore?
Yeah. Here.
Must have been out of my mind.
Excuse me, Doctor, if you want the ore...
Don't get excited. I don't want it.
No, I was going to say a personal thing like this. I have no objection.
That's very generous of you.
I threw in everything. I never thought that you'd get here.
Sure, that's all right. What are you taking?
Nothing, really. Esther might want a lamp or something like that.
He's not interested, you see. He's a modern person. What are you going to do?
You're not taking the harp?
Well, nobody plays. You take it.
Excuse me, Doctor. The harp, please. That's another story.
You don't mind if I make a suggestion?
No, Doctor, please, don't be offended.
Well, why do you interrupt? Relax. We're only talking. We haven't seen each other for a long time.
But I'm very sorry.
It's kind of a pity. That was Grandpa's wedding present, you know.
Hey, that's right.
What are you giving him for this?
I didn't itemize. It's one price for everything. Maybe $300. That sounding board is cracked.
You want it, Walter?
No, please, Victor. I hope you're not going to take that away from me. Look, Doctor, I'm not trying to fool you. The harp is the heart and soul of the deal. I realize it was your mother's harp, but like I tried to tell your brother before, with used furniture, you cannot be in motion.
I guess it doesn't matter. Actually, I was wondering if he kept any of Mother's evening gowns. Did he?
Well, I haven't really gone through it all.
Wait, I think I can help you. Is this what you mean? Huh?
Yes. That's the stuff. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
See, I think you wore this at my wedding. Sure, you remember this, Victor?
What do you want with it?
And look at this one.
Oh, that's beautiful.
This is really something. I thought Jeannie might make something new out of the material. I'd like her to wear something of Mother's.
Oh, fine. Yeah, that's a nice idea.
Take, they're beautiful.
What happened to the piano?
Oh, we sold it while I was still in school. We lived on it for a long time.
I never knew that.
Sure. And the silver.
Oh, of course. Stupid of me not to remember that. I suppose you know you've gotten to look a great deal like Dad.
I do.
It's very striking. Your voice is very much like his.
I know. It has that sound to me sometimes.
So, gentlemen.
Maybe we ought to settle this now.
Yes, go ahead.
So, you got the seven...
It's wonderful to see you looking so well.
You do, too. You look great.
I ski a lot. I ride nearly every morning. You know, I started to call you a dozen times this year. Finish up. I'll talk to you later.
So, now I'm giving you eight...
The price all right
with you? I don't want to interfere. It's just that I dealt with these fellows when I split up Dorothy's and my stuff last year, and I found...
You're not divorced, are you?
Yes.
What the... For heaven's sake.
How are you, Esther?
What are you doing here?
You've hardly changed.
Go on now.
You son of a gun. She looks 25.
I know.
Oh, stop it, Walter.
You do, honestly. You look marvelous.
Yes, that suit, you see. What did I tell you? It's a very beautiful suit.
What are you laughing at? It is.
You look so surprised, that's all.
Oh, I'm not used to walking to all these compliments.
Say, you know, I'm sorry I didn't know I'd be seeing you when I left the house this morning. And I brought you some lovely Indian bracelets. I got a whole box full from Bombay.
How do you come to...
Well, I operated on this big textile guy. He keeps sending me things. He sent me this coat, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I was noticing it. That's gorgeous material.
Isn't it? Two gallstones.
How's Dorothy? Did I hear you say...
We're divorced, yeah. Last winter.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was coming a long time. We're both much better off. We're almost friendly now.
Stop that, you
It's true, it's true.
Look, I'm for the woman, so don't hand me that. Have you settled everything, Vic?
Just about, I guess.
I was just telling Victor, when we split things up, you ever heard of Spitzer and Fox?
30 years I know Spitzer and Fox. Bert Fox worked for me, baby. 10-12 years.
They did my appraisal.
Yeah, they're good boys. Spitzer's not as good as Fox, but between the two, you're in good hands.
Yes, that's why...
Spitzer's vice president of the Appraisers Association.
You see, the point I made...
I used to be president.
Really?
You always made it all ethical.
Did you?
It was so funny. Listen, before me, it was a jungle. You wouldn't laugh so much. I put in all the rates, what we charge, you know. I made it a profession, like doctors, lawyers. Used to be, it was a regular snake pit. But today you've got nothing to worry. All the members are 100% ethical.
Well, that was a good deed, Mr. Solomon. I think we could do it a little better on this furniture.
How much has he offered?
$1,100.
Oh. I think that... Isn't that very low?
Come on, Solomon. He's been risking his life for you every day. Be generous.
That's a real brother. Wonderful. But you can call anybody you like. Spitzer and Fox, Joe Brody, Paul Cavallo, Maurice White. I know them all. I know what they'll tell you.
See, the point he was making about it was...
Yeah, that darling,
isn't... No, hold it one second, will you? Not that I'm saying it's true, but he claims a lot of it is too big to get into the new apartments.
You believe that?
I don't know, Esther. Spitzer and Fox said the same thing.
Walter, the city is full of big old apartments.
Darling, why don't you leave it to the boys?
I wish you wouldn't order me around, Mr. Solomon. Those two bureaus alone are worth a couple of $100s.
We are on the interfere.
What? Don't let him bulldoze you.
Girl, you're talking about the basis.
I don't like this kind of dealing, Mr. Solomon. I just don't like it. This money is very important to us, Walter.
Yes, I'm sorry, Esther. Well, if it was mine...
Why? It's yours as much as Victor's.
Oh, no, dear. I wouldn't take anything.
No, Walter. You get half.
I wouldn't think of it, kid. I came by to say hello.
Well, we'll talk about it.
No, Vic. You've earned it. It's yours.
Why have I earned it? You take your share.
Why don't we discuss it
later? You don't even have to split. You're both lucky they're tearing the building down. You'd have got together, finally.
I would have set a minimum of $3,000.
That's exactly what I had in mind. I was going to say $3,500.
In that neighborhood.
Well, what do you say?
What can I say? It's ridiculous. Why does he give you 3,000? What's the matter with 5,000, 10,000?
You should have gotten a couple other estimates. You see, that's always...
I've been calling you all week for just that reason, Walter. You never came to the phone.
Well, why should that stop you from getting...
Well, I didn't think I had the right to do it alone. The nurse gave you my messages, didn't she?
Well, I've been terribly tied up, and I had no intention of taking anything for myself.
But so how was I supposed to know that?
Yes, well, I beg your pardon.
Excuse me, doctor, but I can't understand you. First, it's a lot of junk.
Nobody called
you called it a lot
of junk,
Esther, when you walked in here.
Now, just a minute.
It's an awfully strange thing to say, Walter.
I didn't mean it in that
sense. Something you said junk.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Solomon. I didn't mean it in that sense. When you've been brought up with things, you tend to be sick of them. Now, that's all I meant.
Dear man, if it was Louis Sayes, Biedermeier, something like that, you wouldn't get sick.
Well, there happens to be a piece right over there that's in a Biedermeier style.
Biedermeier style? I got a hat. It's in a Borsellino style, but it's not a Borsellino. I mean, you don't have to charge me to make an impression.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, what basis do you go on, Walter?
I don't know. It's a feeling, that's all.
Well, on what basis do you take $1,100, dear?
I simply felt it was probably more or less right.
God, here we go again. All right, throw it away.
Please, Esther, he's not throwing nothing away. This man is no fool. Excuse me, but this is not right to do to him.
You're going to teach me what's right now?
Really, I mean.
Mr. Solomon, why don't you sit down in the bedroom for a few minutes? Let us talk.
Certainly. Whatever you say. Only, please, you made a very nice deal. You've got no right to be ashamed. Excuse me, Esther. I don't want to be personal.
He's fine.
Why don't you go inside?
I'm going. I only want you to understand, Victor, that if it was a different kind of man, I would say to you that he's got the money in his hand, so the deal is concluded.
You can't conclude any deal without me, Solomon. I'm half owner here.
See, Victor, what did I ask you? The first thing I walked in here, who is the owner?
Why do you confuse everything? I'm not making a claim.
How can you interfere? He's got the money. I know the law.
Now, you stop being foolish. Just stop it. I've got the best lawyers in New York. So go inside and
sit
down.
Hey, take it easy, Walter. Come on. Cut it out.
Why? He's perfectly right.
Yeah, you better hold on.
No, that's yours. You hold on.
You all right?
Yes.
Let me look at you.
I'm only a little tired. Didn't take my nap today.
Come in here. Lie down.
No, don't worry about me. Please, doctor, if you wouldn't mind... I got a Hershey's in my portfolio.
Well?
Helps me. I'm a very healthy person, but a nap, you see, I have to have... No, not the orange. On the bottom is a Hershey's.
This?
Yes, that's a boy.
All right. Come on now. Easy, does it?
No, I'm all right. Don't worry. You're very nice people.
Why are you being so apologetic?
About what?
That old man. Was that his first offer?
Why do you believe Walter? He was obviously pulling a number out of his hat.
Well, I agree with him. Did you try to get him to go higher?
I don't know how to bargain. And I'm not going to start now.
I wish you wouldn't be above everything, Victor. We're not 20 years old. We need this money. You hear me?
I made a deal and that's it. You know, you take a tone with me sometimes like I'm some kind of an incompetent.
Anyway, you'll get the whole amount. God, he certainly changed. It's amazing.
Seems so, yeah.
He's so human, and he laughs.
I've seen him laugh.
Am I hearing something, or is that my imagination?
I want to think about it.
You're not taking his ship.
I said I would like to... Where are you going?
I want to know, are you or aren't you taking his ship?
Esther, I've been calling him all week. Doesn't even bother to come to the phone. Walks in here and smiles, and I'm supposed to fall into his arms. I can't behave as though nothing ever happened. And you're not going to do it either. Now just take it easy. We're not dying of hunger.
I don't understand what you're trying to uphold.
Where have you been?
But he's doing exactly what you thought he should do. What do you want?
Certain things have happened, haven't they? I can't turn around this fast, kid. He's only been here 10 minutes. I got 28 years to shake off my back. Now sit down. I want you here. Please. You can wait a few minutes for your drink.
Vic, it's all blowing away.
Oh, half of $1,100 is $550, dear.
I'm not talking about money. He's obviously making a gesture. Why can't you open yourself a little? My mother was right. I can never believe anything I see, but I'm going to. That's all I'm going to do. What I see.
Wipe your chin, yeah. How is he?
I think he'll be all right. God, what a pirate. He's 89.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, he is. He showed me his...
Did he show you that, too?
Yeah, the British Navy thing.
He's in the British Navy?
Yeah, he's got a discharge. He's not altogether phony.
I wouldn't go that far. A guy that age, though, still driving like that. There's something wonderful about it.
I think so.
What do you think we ought to do, Walter?
There is a way to get a good deal more out of it. I suppose you know that, though.
Look, I'm not married to this guy. You want to call another dealer, we can compare.
You don't have to do that. He's a registered appraiser. You see, instead of selling it, you can make it a charitable contribution.
I don't understand.
Well, it's perfectly simple. He puts a value on all this, let's say $25,000.
Are you kidding?
Well, it's not all the time. It's a dream world, but it's legal. He estimates its highest retail value, which could be at some such figure. Then I donate it to the Salvation Army. I'd have to take ownership, you see, because my tax rate is much higher than yours, so it would make more sense if I took the deduction. I pay around 50% tax, so if I make a $25,000 contribution, I'll be saving around $12,000 in taxes, which we could split however you wanted to. Let's say we split it in half. I'd give you $6,000. It's really the only sensible way to do it, Vic.
Would it be costing you anything?
On the contrary, it's found money to me. I mentioned it to him just now.
What do you say?
It's up to you. We pay him an appraisal fee, $50 or $60.
Is he willing to do that?
Of course, he'd rather buy it outright. What the hell?
Well, that's not his decision.
No, it's just that I feel I did come to an agreement with him.
I wouldn't let that bother me. He'd be making $50 for signing a piece of paper.
That's not bad for an afternoon.
I'd like to think about it.
There's not much time, though, if you want to deal with
him. I'd like a few minutes, that's all.
Sure. Perfectly legal. That's what's bothering you. I almost did it with my stuff when I decided to keep it. In fact, my own apartment's so loaded up, it doesn't look too much different than this.
Well, maybe you should get married again.
No, I doubt that very much, Esther. I often feel I never should have.
Why?
Now, seriously, I'm in a strange business, you know. It's too much to learn, far too little time to learn it. And there's a price you have to pay for that. I tried awfully hard to kid myself. There's simply no time for people. Not the way a woman expects, now she's any kind of a woman. I'm doing pretty well alone.
How would I list an amount like that on my income tax?
Well, call it a gift. Not that it is, but you could list it as such. It's allowed.
I see. I was just curious how it worked.
Just enter it as a gift. There's no problem. You still fence?
Nah, you gotta join a club and all that. And I work weekends often. I just found it here.
Mother used to love to watch him do this.
Really?
Oh, sure. She used to come to all his matches.
You never told me that.
Well, of course. She's the one who made it take it up. She thought it was elegant.
Yeah, that's right.
He did look pretty good, too. I still got the wounds, especially with those French gauntlets.
Hey, say, I wonder where... Yeah, I think they used to be...
French gauntlets?
She brought them from Paris, gorgeously embroidered. He looked like one of the musketeers.
Yeah, they are. What do you know?
They're beautiful.
God, I've forgotten all about
them. Christmas 1929.
Look at that, they're still soft. How do you remember all this stuff?
Why not, don't you?
He doesn't remember your mother very well.
I remember her. It's just her face somehow. I can never see her.
Well, that's amazing, Vic. She adored him.
Did she?
Victor? Oh, if it started to rain, she'd run all the way to school with his galoshes. Victor, oh my God, by the time he could light a match, he was already Louis Pasteur.
It's odd. Like the harp. I can almost hear the music. But I can never see her face somehow.
What's the problem?
Please, Doctor, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to...
What is it?
But just for 1 minute, please.
I'll be right back.
Why can't you take him as he is? We can't expect him to go into an apology, Vic. He probably sees it all differently anyway. I know it's difficult, but he is trying to make a gesture, I think.
I guess he is, yeah.
You know, it would be lovely. If we could take a few weeks and go to, like, out-of-the-way places, just to really break it up and see all the things that people do. You've been around such mean, petty people for so long. Little ugly tricks. I'm serious. It's not romantic. We're much too suspicious of everything.
Strange guy.
Why?
Well, walk in that way as though nothing ever happened.
Why not? What can be done about it?
I feel I ought to say something.
What can you say?
You feel I ought to take the money and shut up, huh?
What's the point of going backwards?
I'm not going to take this money unless I talk to him.
You can't bear the thought that he's decent. That's all it is, dear. I'm sorry I have to say it.
I can't bear the thought that he's decent.
You throw this away. You got to explain it to me. You can't go on blaming everything on him or the sister or God knows what else. You're free and you can't make a move, Victor, and that's what's driving me crazy. Now take this money. You take this money or I'm washed up, you hear me? If you're stuck, it doesn't mean I have to be. Now that's it.
We got a tiger here. What is this between you? Did you know him before?
No. Why? What'd he say?
He's still trying to buy it outright. He talks like you had it 5 years by calling him up.
What's the difference? I don't mind.
No, it's fine. It's all right. We don't stand each other, do we?
I'm a little confused, Walter, yes.
Why is that? Come on, we'll all be dead soon.
All right. I'll give you one example. When I called you Monday and Tuesday and again this morning...
I'll explain.
I don't make phone calls to pass the time. Your nurse sounded like I was some kind of a pest or something. It was humiliating.
I'm terribly sorry. She shouldn't have done that.
I know, Walter, but I can't imagine she takes that tone all by herself.
Oh, no, she's often that way. I never referred to you like that. Now, believe me, will you? I'm terribly sorry. I'm overwhelmed with work. That's all it is.
Well, you asked me, so I'm telling you.
Yes, you should, but don't misinterpret that. Now, about this tax thing, you'd be willing to make the appraisal $25,000. If you'd like, I'd be perfectly willing for you to have the whole amount. But I'd be saving.
$12,000?
Whatever it comes to. You must be near retirement now, aren't you?
He's past it, but he's trying to decide what to do.
Oh. Well, it would come in handy then, wouldn't it? I don't need it, that's all, Vic. Actually, I've been about to call you for quite some time now.
What for?
Don't be suspicious.
I'm just trying to figure it out, Walter.
Yes, good. All right. I thought it was time we got to know one another, that's all.
You know, Walter, I tried to call you a couple of times before this about the furniture. It must be 3 years ago.
I was sick.
Oh. Because I left a lot of messages.
I was quite sick. I was hospitalized.
What happened?
I broke down.
I had no idea.
Actually, I'm only beginning to catch up with things. I was out of commission for nearly 3 years. But I'm almost thankful for it now. I've never been happier.
You seem altogether different.
Yeah, I think I am, mister. I live differently. I think differently. All I have now is a small apartment. I got rid of the nursing homes.
What nursing homes?
Oh, I have 3 nursing homes. This is big money, you know, and the agent. Helpless, desperate children trying to dump their parents. Nothing like it. I even pulled out of the market. 50% of my time now is spent in city hospitals. And I tell you, I'm alive. For the first time, I do medicine. That's it. Not that I don't soak the rich occasionally, only enough to live on, really.
must be great.
Vic, I wish we could talk for weeks. There's so much I want to tell you. I never had friends, you probably know that. But now I have good friends. And it all happens so gradually. You start out wanting to be the best. And there's no question that you do need a certain fanaticism. There's so much to know, so little time. Until you've eliminated everything extraneous, including people. And, of course, the time comes when you realize that you haven't merely been specializing in something. Something's been specializing in you.
You become a kind of instrument for cuts money out of people or fame out of the world. And it finally makes you stupid. You get to think that because you can frighten people, they love you, even that you love them. And the whole thing comes down to fear. One night, I found myself in the middle of my living room, dead drunk with a knife in my hand, getting ready to kill my wife.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah, and I nearly made it, too. But there's one virtue in going nuts. Provided you survive, of course. You get to see the terror. Not the screaming kind, but the slow daily fear you call ambition or cautiousness, piling up money. And really, what I wanted to tell you for some time now is that you helped me to understand that myself.
Me?
Yes. Because of what you did. I could never understand it, Vic. After all, you were the better student. And to stay with a job like that through all those years seemed... See, it never dawned on me until I got sick that you'd made a choice.
A choice? How?
You wanted a real life. And that's an expensive thing. It costs. Oh, I know I must sound terribly naive, but I'm still unused to talking about anything that matters. Frankly, I didn't answer your calls this week because I was afraid. I've struggled so long for a concept of myself, and I'm not sure I can make it believable to you, but I'd like to. You see, I got to a certain point where I dreaded my own work. I couldn't cut. There are times, as you know, when if you leave someone alone, he might live a year or two, while if you go in, you might kill him. And the decision is often, not quite, but almost arbitrary. But the odds are acceptable, providing you think the right thoughts, or don't think at all, which I managed to do till then. I ran into a cluster of misjudgments. It can happen, but it never had to me, not one on top of the other. And they all had one thing in common. They'd all been diagnosed by other men as inoperable. And quite suddenly, the whole prospect of my own motives opened up. Now, why had I taken risks the very competent men had declined? And the quick answer, of course, is to pull off the impossible, shame the competition. But suddenly I saw something else. And it was terror. In dead center, directing my brains, my hands, my ambition. For 30 years.
Terror of what?
Of it ever happening to me. As it happened to Pop. Overnight, for no reason, to find yourself degraded and thrown down. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Isn't that why you turned your back on it all?
Partly. Not altogether, though.
Vic, we were running from the same thing. I thought I wanted to be tops, but what it was untouchable. I ended in a swamp of success in bank books, you in civil service. But the difference is that you haven't hurt other people to defend yourself. And I've learned to respect that, Vic. You simply tried to make yourself useful.
It's wonderful to come to such an understanding with yourself.
Esther, it's a strange thing. In the hospital, for the first time since we were boys, I began to feel like a brother. In the sense that we shared something, and I feel I know how to be friends now.
Well, fine. I'm glad of that.
You see, that's why you're still married. That's a very rare thing, why your boy's in such good shape. You've lived a real life. But you know that better than I, Esther.
I don't know what I know, Walter.
Well, don't doubt it, dear. Believe me, you're fortunate people. You know that, don't you?
I think so.
It's not quite as easy as you make it, Walter.
Look, I've had a wild idea. It'll probably seem absurd to you, but I wish you'd think about it before you dismiss it. I gather you haven't decided what to do with yourself now. You're retiring.
Yeah, I'll decide one of these days. I'm still thinking.
Could I suggest something?
Sure, go ahead.
We've been interviewing people for the new wing, for the administrative side, kind of liaison people between the scientists and the board. And it occurred to me several times that you might fit in there.
That would be wonderful.
What could I do there, though?
It was kind of fluid at the moment, but there's a place for people with a certain amount of science.
I have no degree, you know.
But you had analytic chemistry, a lot of math and physics, if I recall. If you thought you needed it, you could take some courses in the evenings. I think you have enough background. Well, how would you feel about that?
Well, I'd like to know more about it, sure.
It'd be great if he could work in science. It's really the only thing he ever wanted.
I know. It's a pity he never went on with it. You're perfectly simple, Vic. I'm chairman of the committee. I could set it up.
Excuse me. Go right ahead. Sorry to disturb you. My orange, I need it now. About the harp.
If you'll make me a straight out-and-out sale, I would be willing to go another $50. So it's $11.50, and between the two of you, nobody has to do any favors.
Well, you're getting warmer.
I'm a fair person, so you don't have to bother with the appraisal and deductions, all right? But don't rush. I'll wait. I'm at your service.
Where did you find him?
Wonderful. Made it all ethical.
What do you say, Vic? Will you come by?
I'm not sure I know what you want, Walter.
I don't think that's being very fair.
Why?
Is it?
Why is it unfair? We're talking about some pretty big steps here. Not that I don't appreciate it, Walter, but certain things have happened, haven't they? Seems odd to suddenly be talking about this.
I hope we could take one step at a time, that's all. It's very complicated between us, I think. Seems to me
can understand. It'd be a little confusing.
What do you find confusing?
Well, you must have some idea, don't you?
This is a little astonishing, Victor. After all these years, you can't expect to settle everything in one conversation, can you? I simply felt that with a little goodwill, we... Well, the hell with it. Get what you can from the old man. I don't want any of it. I'm sorry, Esther. It was nice to see you again, anyway. Maybe I'll see you again, Vic. Good luck.
Walter.
I don't accept this resentment, Victor. It simply baffles me. I don't understand it. I just want you to know how I feel.
It's not resentment, Walter.
The whole thing is a little fantastic to me, that's all. I haven't cracked a book in 25 years. How do I walk into a research laboratory?
Feels that you haven't.
I know less chemistry than most high school kids, Esther. And physics yet. Good God, Walter. Where the hell have you been?
I'm sure you could make a place for yourself.
What place? Running papers from one office to another?
You're not serious.
Why? Sooner or later, my being your brother is not going to mean very much, is it? I have been walking a beat for 28 years. I'm not qualified for anything technical. What is this all about?
Why do you keep asking what this is about? I've been perfectly open with you, Victor.
I don't think you have.
Why? What do you think I'm concealing?
Well, what you said a few minutes ago.
Well, what did I say?
What a pity it was that I didn't go on with science.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, Walter, come on.
But I feel that. I've always felt that.
There used to be a man in that chair, Walter. Staring into space. Don't you remember that?
Very well, yes. I sent him money every month.
You sent him $5.
I could afford $5. What's that got to do with you?
Well, what it's got to do with me?
Yes, I don't see that.
Where do you imagine the rest of his living was coming from?
Well, Victor, that was your decision, not mine.
My decision?
We had a long talk in this room once, Victor.
What talk?
Victor, we came to a complete understanding just after you moved up here with Dad. I told you then that I was going to finish my schooling come hell or high water, and I advise you to do the same. In fact, warn you. Not to allow him to strangle your life, and if I'm not mistaken, I told you the same thing at your wedding, Esther.
Who the hell was supposed to keep him alive, Walter?
Why did anybody have to? He wasn't sick. He was perfectly fit to go to work.
Work? In 1936? With no skill and no money?
Now, he could have gone on welfare. What was he? Some exiled royalty? What did 150 million other people do in 1936? He didn't survive, good God. Now, you must know that by now, don't you?
I've had enough of this, Esther. It's the same old thing all over again. Let's get the hell out of
here. Oh, Vic, please. I'm not running him down. I loved him in many ways.
Maybe you ought to talk about it.
That's all pointless. The whole thing doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, he exploited you. But doesn't that matter to you?
Let's get one thing straight, Walter. I'm nobody's victim.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not trying to condescend.
Of course you are. Would you be saying any of this if I made a pile of money somewhere? I'm sorry, Walter. I can't take that. I made no choice. The icebox was empty, and the man was sitting there with his mouth open. I didn't start this, Walter. And the whole thing doesn't interest me, but when you talk about making choices and I should have gone on with science, I have to say something. Just because you want things a certain way doesn't make them that way.
All right, then. How do you see it?
Look, you've been sick, Walter. Why upset yourself with all this?
It's important to me.
But why? It's all over the dam.
I think he's come to you in good faith, Victor. I don't see why you can't consider his offer.
I said I'd consider it.
You know you're turning it down! What's so dreadful about telling the truth? Can it be any worse than this?
What truth? What are you...
I didn't
For God's sake, now what?
I just didn't want you to think that I wouldn't make the appraisal. I will not...
Will you please leave us alone?
What do you want from him? He's a policeman. I'm a dealer, he's a doctor, and he's a policeman. So what's the good you'll tear him to pieces?
Well, one of us has got to leave this room, Victor.
Please, Esther, let me. Doctor, listen to me. Take my advice. Stop it. What can come of this? In the first place, if you take the deduction, how do you know in 2 years, 3 years' time, they wouldn't come back to you whereby they disallow it? I don't have to tell you, the federal government is not reliable. I understand very well that you want to be sweet to him, but can be 2 or 3 years before you know how sweet they're going to allow him. In other words, what I'm trying to bring out, my boys...
You want
is,
the furniture.
Well, Esther, if I didn't want it, I wouldn't buy it. But what can they settle here? It's still up to the federal government, don't you see? If they can't settle nothing, they should stop it right now. Now, please, do what I tell you. I'm not a fool.
I guess he's got a point, Vic. Why don't you just sell it to him? Maybe then we can sit down and talk sometime. It isn't really a very conducive atmosphere. Can I call you?
Sure.
You're both fantastic. We're giving this furniture away because nobody's able to say the simplest things. You're incredible, the both of you.
It isn't that easy, Esther.
Oh, what the hell, I'll say it. When he went to you, Walter, for the 500 he needed to get his degree...
Esther, there's no
it's
need...
It's one of the things standing between you, isn't it? Maybe Walter can clear it up. I mean, good God, is there never to be an end? Because it stunned him, Walter. He'll never say it, but... He hadn't the slightest doubt you'd lend it to him. So when you turned it down...
Esther, he was just starting out...
Not the way you told me. Please, let me finish. You already had the house in Rye. You were perfectly well established, weren't you?
So what? He didn't feel he
could... No. I could have spared the money. Please, Vic, sit down. It'll only take a moment.
I just don't see any point.
No. Maybe it's just as well to talk now. We've never talked about this. I think perhaps we have to. It was despicable. But I don't think I can leave it quite that way. 2 or 3 days afterwards, after you came to see me, I phoned to offer you the money. Did you know that?
Where'd you phone?
Here. Spoke to Dad. I saw that I'd acted badly.
No, you didn't act badly.
No,
it's not...
it was frightful. We'll have another talk. I wasn't prepared to go into all this. In any case, when I called here, he told me you joined the force, and I said he mustn't permit you to do a thing like that. I said you had a fine mind, and with a little luck, you could amount to something in science, that it was a terrible waste, etc. And his answer was, Victor wants to help me. I can't stop him.
You told him you were ready to give me the money.
Victor, you remember the helplessness in his voice at that time, with Mother recently gone? And everything shot out from under him.
Let me understand that, Walter. Did you tell him that
there are conversations, aren't there? And looking back, it's impossible to explain why you said or didn't say certain things. I'm not defending it, but I would like to be understood, if possible. You all seem to need each other more, Vic. More than I needed them. I was never able to feel your kind of faith in him, confidence. His selfishness, which was perfectly normal... It was always obvious to me, but you never seemed to notice it. To the point where I used to blame myself for a lack of feeling. You understand? So when he said that you wanted to help him, I felt somehow it would be wrong for me to try to break it up between you. It seemed like interfering.
I see. Because he never mentioned that you'd offered the money.
All I'm trying to convey is that I was never indifferent. That's the whole point. I did call here to offer the loan, but he made it impossible, don't you see?
I understand.
Do you?
Yeah.
Please, say what you mean. It's absurd to go on with this way. What do you want to say?
I think it was all very convenient for you.
That's all?
I think so. If you thought Dad meant so much to me, and I guess he did in a certain way, why would $500 break us apart? I'd have gone on supporting it. He wouldn't let me finish school. That's all. Doesn't make any sense, Walter.
What makes sense?
You didn't give me the money because you didn't want to.
Oh. It's that simple.
That's what it comes to, doesn't it? Not that you had any obligation, but if you want to help somebody, you do it. And if you don't, you don't. Why is that so astonishing? We do what we want to do, don't we? I don't understand what you're bringing us all up for.
You don't feel the need to heal anything.
I wouldn't mind that, but how does this heal anything?
I think he's been perfectly clear, Victor. He's asking your friendship.
By offering me a job and $12,000.
Why not? What else can I offer you?
But why do you have to offer me anything? Sounds like I have to be saved or something.
simply felt it was work you could do that you'd enjoy, and I
Walter, I haven't got the education. What are you talking about? You can't walk in with one splash and wash out 28 years. There's a price people pay. I paid it. It's all gone. I haven't got it anymore. Just like you paid. Didn't you? You got no wife, you lost your family, you're rattling around all over the place. Can you go home and start over again from scratch? This is where we are now, right here. Now, and as long as we're talking, I have to tell you that this is not what you say in front of a man's wife.
What have I said?
We don't need to be saved, Walter. I've done a job that has to be done, and I think I've done it straight. You talk about being out of the rat race? In my opinion, Walter, you're in it as deep as you ever were. Maybe more.
I want to go, Victor.
Please, Esther, he said certain things, and I don't think that I can leave it this way.
Well, what's the difference?
Because, Esther, for some reason, you don't understand anything anymore. What are you trying to tell me, Walter, that all of this is unnecessary? Is that it? Well, correct me. Is that the message? Because that's all I get out of this.
I guess it's impossible, Esther.
What? What's impossible? What do you want, Walter?
I wanted to be of some use. I've learned some painful things, but it isn't enough to know. I wanted to act on what I know.
Act? In what way?
I feel that I could be of help. Why live only to repeat the same mistakes over and over again? I didn't want to let this chance go by as I let it go by before, and I must say, if this is as far as you can go with me, then you're only defeating yourself.
Like I did before. Is that what you mean?
All right, yes, that's what I meant.
Well, that's what I thought. See, there's one thing about cops. You get to learn how to listen to people. Because if you don't hear right, sometimes you end up with a knife in your back. In other words, I dreamed up the whole problem.
Victor, my $500 was not what kept you from your degree. You could have left Pop and gone right on. He was perfectly fit.
And 12 million unemployed? What was that? My neurosis? I hypnotize myself every night to scrounge the outer leaves of lettuce from the Greek restaurant on the corner. Huh? The good parts we cut out of rotten grapes.
I'm not trying to deny.
We were eating garbage here, Buster!
What's going to bring it?
What are you trying to do? Turn it all into a dream? And perfectly fit? What about the inside of his head? The man was ashamed to go into the street.
Victor, he's gone now.
Don't tell me he's gone now! He was here then, wasn't he? And a system broke down. Did I invent that?
No, dear, but it's all different now.
What's different now? We're a goddamn army holding this city down. And when it blows again, you'll be thankful for a roof over your head. How can you say that to me? I could have left him with your $5 a month. I'm sorry, you can't brainwash me. If you got a hook in your mouth, don't try to stick it into mine. You want to make up for things? You don't come around to make fools out of people. I didn't invent my life. Not altogether. You had a responsibility here, and you walked on it. You can go. I'll send you your half.
If you can reach beyond anger, I'd like to tell you something. Vic? You know, I should have said this many years ago, but I did try. When you came to me, I told you, remember I said, ask Dad for money. I did say that.
What are you talking about?
He had nearly $4,000.
When?
They were eating garbage here.
How do you know that?
He'd asked me to invest it for him.
Invest it?
Yes. Not long before he sent you to me for the loan. That's why I never sent him more than I did. And if I'd had the strength of my convictions, I wouldn't have sent him that.
Yeah. He actually had it? In the bank?
Vic, that's what he was living on, basically, till he died. But we gave him once and enough, you know that.
But he had those jobs.
And very little. He lived on his money, believe me. I told him at the time if he would send you through, I'd contribute properly. But here he's got you running from job to job to feed him. I'm damned if I'd sacrifice when he was holding out on you. You can understand that, can't you?
Whew.
Kid, there's no point in getting angry now. You know how terrified he was that he'd never earn anything anymore, and there was just no reassuring him.
But he saw I was supporting him, didn't he?
For how long, though?
What do you mean, how long? He could see I wasn't walking out.
Yeah, I know, but he wasn't sure you would sooner or later.
He was waiting for him to walk out.
Well, you could say that, yes.
I knew it. God, when do I believe what I see?
He was terrified, dear. I don't mean he wasn't grateful to you, but he really couldn't understand it. I may as well say it, Vic. I myself never imagined that you would go that far. Well, you must certainly see how extreme a thing it was to stick with him like that. At such a cost to you.
He sees it.
We could work together, Vic. I know we could. I'd love to try it. What do you say?
Why didn't you tell me he had that kind of money?
But I did when you came to ask me for the loan.
To ask Dad?
Yes.
But would I have come to you if I had the faintest idea he had $4,000 under his ass? It was meaningless to say something like that to
now,
me.
Just a second.
Cut it out, Walter. I'm sorry, but it's kind of insulting. I'm not 5 years old. What am I supposed to make of this? You knew he had that kind of money and came here many times. You sat here, the two of you, watching me walking around in this suit, and now you expect me to understand?
You certainly know he had something, Victor.
What do you want here? What do you want here?
Well, all I can tell you is that I wouldn't sit here eating garbage with that harp staring me in the face. Even then, it was worth a couple of hundred, maybe more. Your degree was right there. Right there, if nothing else. But you want to go on with this fantasy. It's all right with me. God knows, I've had a few of my own.
Fantasy?
Yes, it's a fantasy, Victor. Your father was penniless and your brother a son of a bitch, and you played no part at all. I said to ask him because you could see in front of your face that he had some money. You knew it then, and you certainly know it now.
You mean if he had a few dollars left,
what
and I'm
do you
supposed...
mean a few dollars?
No, I didn't know he...
But you knew he had something.
I didn't say that.
Then what are you saying?
Don't you have anything to say to him?
I want to understand what you're saying. You knew he had money left?
I couldn't nail him to the wall, could I? He said he had nothing.
But you knew better.
I don't know what I knew.
It's a farce. It's all a goddamn farce.
Don't say that.
Farce! To stick us into a furnished room so you could send him part of your pay? Even if we were married, to go on sending him money? Put off having children, live like mice. And all the time you knew it. Victor, I'm trying to understand you. Victor! Victor!
Stop it! Silence. Jesus. You can't leave everything out like this. The man was a beaten dog. Ashamed to walk in a street. How do you demand his life?
You're still saying that. The man had $4,000. It was all an act. Beaten dog. He was a calculating liar. And in your heart, you knew it. No wonder you're paralyzed. You haven't believed a word you've said all these years. We've been lying away our existence all these years down the sewer, day after day after day, to protect a miserable, cheap manipulator. No wonder it all seemed like a dream to me. It was a goddamn nightmare. I knew it was all on me. Like I knew it, and I let it go by. Well, I can't anymore, kid. I can't watch it another day. I'm not ready to die.
That isn't true either.
We are dying. That's what's true.
I'll tell you what happened. You want to hear it? I did tell him what you said to me. I faced him. Not that I faced him. I just told him. Walter said to ask you.
And what happened?
He laughed. I didn't know what to make of it. I'll tell you the truth. I don't think a week has gone by that I haven't seen that laugh like it was some kind of a wild joke. Because we were eating garbage here. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And I went out, I went over to Bryant Park by the public library. The grass was covered with men, like a battlefield. Big open-air flophouse. And not bums. Some of them still had shine shoes and good hats and busted businessmen, lawyers, skilled mechanics, which I'd seen 100 times, but suddenly, you know, I saw it. There was no mercy anywhere.
house at the head of the table, and suddenly, shit. Overnight. And I tried to figure out that laugh. How could he be holding out on me when he loved me?
Loved?
He loved me, Esther. He just didn't want to end up on the grass. Not that you don't love somebody, it's that you got to survive. We know what that feels like, don't we? We do what we have to do. What else are we talking about here? If he did have something left, it was just...
he had...
What does that change? I know I'm talking like a fool, but what does that change? He couldn't believe in anybody anymore. It was unbearable to me. Walter had kicked him in the face. My mother... The night he told us he was bankrupt, my mother... was right on this couch. She was all dressed up for some affair, I think. Her hair was piled up and long earrings, and he had his tuxedo on, and he made us all sit down, and he told us it was all gone. And she vomited all over his arms, his hands. Just kept on vomiting like 35 years coming up. And he sat there, stinking like a sewer. And this look came onto his face. Oh, I'd never seen a man look like that. And he was sitting there letting it dry on his hands. That's the difference, what you know. Do you do everything you know? Not that I excuse it. It was idiotic. Nobody has to tell me that, but... We're brought up to believe in one another. You're filled with that crap. Can't help trying to keep it going, that's all. I thought if I stuck with him, if he could see that somebody would still... I can't explain it. I wanted to stop it from falling apart.
Won't work, Vic. You see it yourself, don't you? It's not that at all. You see that, don't you?
What?
Is it really that something fell apart? Were we really brought up to believe in one another? We were brought up to succeed, weren't we? Why else would he respect me so and not you? What fell apart? What was here to fall apart? Was there ever any love here? When he needed her, she vomited. When you needed him, he laughed. What was unbearable is now that it fell apart. It was that there was never anything here.
But who? Who can ever face that, Walter?
We have to. What you saw, Vic, behind the library, was not that there was no mercy in the world, kid. It's that there was no love in this house. There was no loyalty. There was nothing here but a straight financial arrangement. That's what was unbearable, and you proceeded to wipe out what you saw.
Wipe out?
Vic, I've been in this box at least 30 years protecting myself from that catastrophe. And I only got out alive when I saw that there was no catastrophe. There never had been. There were never lovers. She said 100 times that her marriage destroyed a musical career. I saw that nothing fell here, Vic, and he doesn't follow me anymore with that vomit on his hands. I don't look high and low for some betrayal anymore. My days belong to me now, and I'm not afraid to risk believing someone. And all I ever wanted was simply to do science, but I invented an efficient, disaster-proof moneymaker. You see, Esther, Vic could never stand the sight of blood. He was shy, he was sensitive, and what do? You march straight into the most violent profession there is. We invent ourselves, Vic, to wipe out what we know. You invent a life of self-sacrifice, a life of duty, but what never existed here cannot be upheld. You were not upholding something. You were denying what you knew they were. You denying yourself. And that's all that's standing between us now, an illusion, Vic. That I kicked them in the face and you must uphold them against me. But I only saw then what you see now. There's nothing here to betray. I'm not your enemy. It's all an illusion. And if you could walk through it, we could meet.
Do you see why I said before that in the hospital when it struck me that we're brothers? It was only two seemingly different roads out of the same trap. It's almost as though we're like two halves of the same guy. As though we can't quite move ahead. Alone. You ever feel that? Vic.
Oh, Walter. I'll tell you. There are days when I can't remember what I've got against you. Hangs in me like a rock. I see myself in a store window and my hair going, walking down the streets, and I can't remember why. You can go crazy trying to figure it out when all the reasons disappear. You can't even hate anymore.
Because it's unreal, Vic. Then, underneath you know it is.
Then give me something real.
Well, what can I give you?
I'm not blaming you now. I'm asking you. I can understand you walking out. I wished 1,000 times I'd done the same thing, but to come through all those years knowing what you knew and saying nothing.
If I said, Victor, if I said that I did have some wish to hold you back, what would that give you now?
Is that what you wanted, Walter? Tell me the truth.
I want the freedom to do my work. What does that mean? I stole your life? You made these choices, Victor. That's what you have to face.
But what do you face? You're not turning me into a 50-year-old mistake. We gotta go home when you leave. We gotta look at each other. What do you face?
I have offered you everything I know how.
I would know if you'd come to give me something. I would know that.
You don't want the truth. You want a monster.
You came for the old handshake, didn't you? The okay. And you end up with the respect, the career, the money. And the best of all, the thing that nobody can tell you so that you can believe it, that you're one hell of a guy and that you never harmed anybody in your life. Well, you won't get it. Not till I get mine.
No, and you. You never had any hatred for me. You never had a wish to see me destroyed. To destroy me. To destroy me with this saintly self-sacrifice, this mockery of sacrifice. What will you give me, Victor?
I don't have it to give you. Not anymore. And you don't have it to give me. And there's nothing to give. I can see that now. I just didn't want him to end up on the grass, and he didn't. That's all it was. I don't need anything more. I couldn't work with you, Walter. I can't. I don't trust you.
Vengeance. Down to the end. He's sacrificing his life to vengeance, Esther.
Nothing was sacrificed.
To prove with your failure what a treacherous son of a bitch I am. To hang yourself in my doorway.
Leave him, Walter. Please don't say any more.
You quit, both of you. You lay down and quit, and that's the long and short of all your ideology. And it's all envy.
Excuse me.
And to this moment, you haven't got the guts to face it. But your failure does not give you moral authority. Not with me. I work for what I made. Now, people walking around today, well, would have been dead if I hadn't. Yes. Dad was smarter than all of us. He saw what you wanted, and he gave it to you. Go ahead, you
please,
old mutt.
No, please.
Come on, rob them blind. They love it. You'll never, never again make me ashamed of it.
Maybe you oughtn't to go out into the street like that.
Let him go. What can you do?
Whatever you see, huh? You believe what you see.
What then?
No. It's wonderful. Maybe that's why you're still going. I was 19 years old when I first walked up those stairs, if that's believable. And he had a brother who was the cleverest, most wonderful young doctor in the world. As he'd be soon. Somehow, some way. And a rather sweet, inoffensive gentleman, always waiting for the news to come on. Next week, men we never saw or heard of will come and smash it all apart and take it all away. So
How many times I thought the one thing he wanted most was to talk to his brother. And that if he could. But he's come and he's gone. And I still feel it. Isn't that terrible? It always seems to me that one little step more and some crazy kind of forgiveness will come and lift up everyone. When do you stop being so foolish?
I had a daughter. She'd rest in peace. She took her own life. That's nearly 50 years. Every night I lay down to sleep, she's sitting there. I see her clear, like I see you. But if it was a miracle, she came to life. What would I say to her? So, you got there 7, so I'm giving you 8, 9, 10, 11, and this 50 for the harp. Now, you'll excuse me. I've got a lot of work here tonight. Yes.
We can still make the movie, if you like.
Okay.
We'll change that.
Don't bother. 5, 6. Goodbye, Mr. Solomon.
Goodbye, dear. I like that suit. It's very nice.
Thank you.
12. When will you be taking it away?
Oh, with God's help, if I leave first thing in the morning.
I'll be back for my suit later. Mm-hmm. And there's my foil and the mask and gauntlets.
Don't worry, I wouldn't touch them.
Glad to have met you, Solomon.
Likewise. And I want to thank you.
What for?
Well, who would ever believe I would start such a thing again? But go. I've got a lot of work here.
Good luck with it.
Good luck. You can never tell the last minute, my boy.
Right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Richard Dreyfuss played Victor, Amy Irving, Esther, Harris Yulin, Walter, and Timothy West, Gregory Solomon, in The Price by Arthur Miller. The director was Martin Jenkins.
And Richard Dreyfuss, Amy Irving, and Harris Yulin are all members of the LA Classic Theatre Works. Later this year, we shall be broadcasting Neil Simon's Plaza Suite, which will star Ed Asner, Joe Spano, and Marsha Mason, as well as Amy Irving and Richard Dreyfuss.